The last year has been a wild one for real estate in the Capital District. As in the rest of the country, a seller's market has developed with cheap loans available, increased demand, and limited supply. I've heard stories of houses selling 3 hours after listing for way above asking price. For an overview of the market, I talked with Tamara DiMartino, a licensed real estate agent with Howard Hanna. She told me that in her 9 years as an agent, this past year has definitely been unique.
Right now at this moment, we are coming, well, we are hopefully coming off of a craze where, you know, if something's been on the market for 4 days, we wonder what's wrong with it, which is absolutely ridiculous. You know, people have been selling their properties and buyers have been giving way over asking price, which has changed the comparables and change the value and change some strategies for listing a home. I think now right at this second, because schools are now back in session and things are a little bit calmer, that some of the buyers that were hot and heavy in the spring are kind of backing off because now their kids are in school. They don't want to change schools. They don't want to change location. They don't want to kind of disrupt their home life. So what I'm hoping and what I think I'm seeing is the market is just slowly kind of taking their foot off the gas and kind of slowing down to something a little bit more normal, so that when you go try to show a house, if you're representing a buyer, that you don't have a half an hour to make a decision on it.
You're saying hopefully, but as a real estate agent, isn't it, it's not a great environment personally?
It's very stressful. It's very stressful on both sides. When you're the listing agent, it's stressful to get 6 or 7 or just anything, you know, multiple offers, because how do you pick? It's not just price. Sometimes it's terms. Sometimes it's, you know, whatever. And then when you're representing the buyer, it's like you got to hurry up, and the stress of having to go over an asking price, it's illogical, you know, in our brain.
Right.
It's illogical when you're representing a buyer, especially. It's sort of disturbing to have to say, okay, you know, the house is $300,000. Let's give them $330,000.
I guess the first question to ask is why? In your opinion, what's caused this?
I think the easy, quickest answer is money is really cheap right now. So for instance, first-time home buyers who are maybe spending $1,000 a month up to $1,800 a month on rent are realizing that that could be a mortgage payment. You know, and if they've saved any money and they have a little bit of cushion that they can use as a down payment to pay for closing costs, they can actually get into a house and start building equity, which is great.
Right.
You know, so the younger millennials and, you know, sort of the middle millennials, that's what they're doing. Then, of course, because money is cheap, if you already have your first home, now you're like, well, geez, now let's go. If you're living in a 250 house, let's say, you know, now you can say, well, geez, we can actually afford 400 now with the rates the way they are. Let's go see what's out there. So I think everybody's just kind of had an opportunity. So that's positive to move into, you know, maybe their dream home or something bigger. You know, families are having more kids or whatnot, you know. Plus, people are starting to work from home. So now they're home more. They need an office space. They need a bigger space just for everybody to live and be able to function.
Right, so people are kind of shuffling around. But like you're saying, other than maybe needing a home office, that COVID isn't really the major factor driving this. I mean, because people were talking about before, like, oh, everybody from the city and downstate is like rushing up here to move, but we see the population numbers for last year don't seem like they actually went up all that much.
Well, I would have to agree with that. I know that there is a mass exodus out of the city, and I also think that perhaps the downstate people think everything's super cheap up here, but it's not.
Right.
I personally, and I've sold a lot of houses, I've only sold a few investment properties to downstaters. I haven't actually had anybody just move up here to move up here. And I think maybe there's people, for instance, that are buying second homes, vacation homes, that then they can Airbnb. I mean, I think this was happening before COVID. I think it was going that way just because rates were really low. Then COVID kind of fueled the fire, maybe, because now kids are home, parents are home, everybody's working from home. So then everyone's like, oh my gosh, we need more space, you know, just inside our house, because now a lot of us are home during the day. So I would say COVID has fueled the fire. I don't know that it's a direct reason for
it. It's more similar to like the run on kayaks or something, where it's not like a necessity, but people just realized they had something they wanted to focus on, or something like that, right?
Exactly, yeah. I think just people being home more. And then what's happened is that, all right, now you're home more. So now you start looking at your kitchen cabinets and you're like, well, you know what? I could probably make them look a little bit nicer. So maybe you go and you do that. And then you change your landscaping because you... So people have been improving on their home. I mean, I personally have noticed that a lot of homes that I list, the people have kind of bellied up and made their house really saleable. You know, instead of going to a house that's really tired, I think there's a lot of people who have really saleable houses right now, which is good.
Because they've worked on them in the last
year. Because I
think
they've worked on them in the last 18 months. Yeah, I really do.
For the next year to 5 years, for your clients on both sides, what things would make life and the experience of home buying or selling better in general for them, and what could make it worse?
Well, what's going to make it worse is money. You know, if interest rates go up, that's going to be a game changer for sure. So keeping money cheap will definitely keep the market going as it is. There's more buyers than there is inventory. So, you know, that's part of the problem, is that some people can't sell because they don't have any place to go.
Even if I could make a huge profit.
Even if I could
right
make a profit, right. Even if I could get $50,000 more than my house is worth, stuff where am I going to go? Because you're gonna have to pay for it on the other side,
right.
too.
Yeah.
So, you know,
exactly.
So that has held off maybe some people from selling. But there's always, you know, people moving or people getting divorces, always people passing, always people having life changes. So there's always going to be houses coming up
right.
on the market.
I mean, are people going to build a bunch of new houses because of what's happened in the last year?
Well, the problem with that is that wood has become so expensive,
right.
and all materials. And go try to buy a couch right now. They're like backordered. So, I mean, we're in a problem, really, because these contractors can't get workers. And so the contractors that are good... You know, even if it's just a contractor, like, you know, I need a mason or I need a, you know, a framer or I need this, they're swamped. Or I need a roofer or I need somebody to do my gutters or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you can only be in one place at one time. So there's not enough labor out there right now. So that's a problem for everybody, just for homeowners that already have a home or for people that want to build a home.
Because
there's that. Plus the price of material has skyrocketed. I know builders have had to change their pricing. So, I mean, that's the negative thing is the cost of materials and shortage of labor.
With everything getting so heated because of the money being so cheap, I mean, 2008 wasn't very long ago. Like, do you think...
Yeah, but that was a different situation.
You don't think this represents, like, a bubble that could burst?
I don't. I mean, I would like to think, and I truly feel this from the bottom of my heart, that the real estate agents here in the Capital Region are not overpricing their houses. I think they're pricing it based on comparables, not from the last 2 months ago, but they're basing it on comps from within a year. You know, they're basing it on good comps. So if you have a house that maybe you listed for $299 and it sells for $330, that's not the agent's fault.
Right. Well, that's...
Do you know what I mean?
But,
but my point is that the agent... Just knowing what we know that it might go up to $325, $330.
Yeah.
But we're pricing it where we think it's supposed to be. So this was one of my catchphrases. It was taught to me when I was first becoming a real estate agent. The market, it's kind of like Mother Nature. The market will never let you undersell your house. So I always say to people when I'm listing a house, you know, I think it should be here. I know you want more. But let's kind of keep it in the normal range. And if people want to pay more, let them.
Uh-huh.
But let's not start there. Let's see what the market says. And usually they agree with me.
Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.